This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres, quote, strongly condemned the Russian attack on Ukrainian village on Thursday, according to UN spokesman Stefan Dujarric. Ukrainian officials said a Russian missile slammed into a cafe and grocery store in a village in northeastern Ukraine on Thursday, killing 51 people as they held a memorial service. Dujarric also said the attack was against international law.
Attacks against civilians and civilian infrastructure are prohibited under international humanitarian law, and they must stop immediately.
It appeared to be one of the biggest civilian death tolls in any single Russian strike. In Syria, health officials say a deadly drone strike hit a packed graduation ceremony for young military officers. AP correspondent Jennifer King reports.
The city health director for Homs, Syria, says more than five dozen civilian and military personnel were killed and three times as many injured in one of the deadliest attacks on the Syrian army in recent years. Multiple hospitals were receiving patients. Syria's military blamed insurgents for the drones laden with explosives that targeted military graduates and their families at the end of a crowded ceremony. This young man's brother was graduating. He says they were taking pictures when he felt fire in his face and everything was ripped apart. Following the attack, government forces shelled villages in the rebel-held northwest. The Syrian government announced a three-day state of mourning starting on Friday. I'm Jennifer King.
A United Nations report says that storms, fires, and other extreme weather events led to more than 43 million displacements involving children between 2016 and 2021. The UNICEF report says that in some areas, like the Horn of Africa, the equivalent of nearly half of all children were uprooted during that period. In Africa and Asia, the biggest factors forcing families from their homes were floods and storms. In wealthier nations like the U.S. and Canada, wildfires were a major problem. This is VOA News. Attorneys for Donald Trump are asking for the election subversion case against him in Washington, D.C. to be dismissed. The AP's Jennifer King has more.
The motion before U.S. District Judge Tanya Chutkan argues that former President Trump is immune from prosecution for actions his lawyers say were taken in his official role as president, such as meeting with Justice Department officials and tweeting about Mike Pence's role in the certification. The motion suggests that in his failed bid to remain in office, prosecutors can't argue that, quote, Trump's efforts to ensure election integrity and to advocate for the same were outside the scope of his duties, unquote. Prosecutors have alleged that Trump knew that his claims about election fraud were false, but actions including pressuring state election officials were done anyway in an effort to undermine the integrity of the democratic process. The motion tees up a fight over the scope of presidential power, and the legal back and forth could delay the case that's been scheduled for March of 2024. On Wednesday, Trump's lawyers also sought to postpone his classified documents case in Florida until after the election and to dismiss the civil fraud case underway in New York. Jennifer King, Washington.
The UN says Lebanon faces one of the world's worst humanitarian crises, with nearly 4 million people in need of food and other assistance, but less than half are receiving aid because of a lack of funding. Lebanon's UN humanitarian chief said Thursday the amount of assistance the UN is giving is also, quote, much less than the minimum survival level that it normally distributes. Imran Riza says Lebanon has faced multiple crises over the last 4 years that the World Bank describes as one of the 10 worst financial and economic crises since the mid-19th century. Riza says this has led to the humanitarian needs of people across all population sectors increasing dramatically. 30% of Americans say they don't identify with a religious group, but not all of them are atheists or agnostics. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
A political science authors identified this group as nones, meaning they answer none when asked about their religious affiliation. But the new AP NORC poll finds 43% of them say they believe in God, even if they dislike organized religion. About 40% of those under age 30 say they don't have a religion. Some cite bad experiences, like churches that showed intolerance to their beliefs, or those aggressively soliciting money when parishioners were unable to pay. I'm Jackie Quinn.
The Biden administration is going to resume deporting migrants to Venezuela. U.S. Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas, speaking in Mexico City Thursday, cited the new measure as one of the, quote, strict consequences the Biden administration is pairing with the expansion of legal pathways for asylum seekers. The process is expected to begin shortly, two U.S. officials tell the Associated Press, though they did not provide specific details on when the flights would begin taking off. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.